Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben, obviously, the U.S. Open is a huge deal and event, but also the whole thing with Aaron Rodgers, Penguins getting a new coach. There's still a lot going on. So do we have Bill reconnected, Aaron?
Yeah, I think it should sound better now, Larry. I apologize for the gurgling.
No, that's okay. You're back in. So I was just sharing with our audience that you're a golf fanatic in your own right. I know you love to play the game of golf. So already you've watched some of the players who teed off at 6:45 and your impressions of Oakmont Country Club, the course.
It's actually going to get tougher as it dries out. But I've seen some players, including DeChambeau, already struggle with the rough. There are certain parts of this golf course you don't want to be in. We've seen it so far. They're going off both tees, both number one and number 10. And it was real nice to see the longtime pro at Oakmont, Bob Ford, announcing the people at the first tee. So it's been interesting so far, but Oakmont's only going to get tougher. I think I can play it now in 6.5 to 7 hours.
I probably shouldn't even get near that course. As you know, there was a number of people that were thrown off Augusta. They were that bad from Pittsburgh. Remember Angelo Spagnuolo? Myron Cope, the worst golfer in America, he called him. Remember that back in the day?
I think Cope won that match with a 66 on 17. He putted his way around on the terra firma. He avoided the water completely.
All right, the U.S. Open underway. How many sports stories can we jam in 1 week? So Aaron Rodgers. And one of the big revelations, surprising to many of us, Bill, was, okay, he signed, but then at the end of his first press conference after practice, they asked him, is that a wedding ring on your finger? He said, yeah. So the national media went nuts trying to figure out who this woman he married is named Bridget. Do you have any intel on this, Bill?
No, I don't. But that's just another angle to the story that we enjoy so much the sightings up at Conneaut Lake, and all of the other things. I got a text yesterday with a picture of a mansion that he's supposedly buying or in the process of looking at. And, $28.5 million. I don't know, it's adding to the fun. And you have to look at it that way because, let's face it, Aaron Rodgers is here, and let's see how it worked out.
And who's not here is T.J. Watt. Does that surprise you that he didn't show up, even though he's under contract, for a mandatory minicamp?
Not the first time it's happened. I kind of pull myself back from this and say that, they'll figure out a way to work it out. If they don't, it would shock me, but it should be a workable thing, and let's hope that it is because, look at the Steelers' record without him. It's not exemplary, and there's a reason for that. He's the best defensive player, in my opinion, in the game right now.
And I feel a little bad for the new Penguins coach, because in any other week, it would have been the biggest story in sports in town for the week. But Andrew McCutchen hits a home run yesterday, one more than Roberto Clemente, and Dan Muse has a press conference. He's the new young coach for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
And fans are already saying, what's that Pirate announcer doing as the head coach of the Penguins?
He does look like Joe Block. But by the way, we're going to talk to Joe tomorrow morning. That'll be our first question. All right, partner, happy Father's Day weekend to you. Enjoy the U.S. Open, and we'll check in next week.
All right, Larry, sorry for the technical snafus, but, you know, as a veteran of the business, stuff can happen.
All good. The great Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show.
We are early into the first round. J.J. Spahn and Ludwig Oberg are the co-leaders. Oberg with birdies on 10 and 11. He started on the back nine. They are both at 2 under par. Matt Fitzpatrick, a former U.S. Open champion, and Rory McIlroy, a former U.S. Open champion, at 1 under par. Maxwell Maldivin has an interesting story early. He holed out from the fairway in one for an eagle. Then on the second hole, he bogeyed because he hit a shot in the middle of the green, and it spun all the way back to about 30 yards into the fairway. Those are the conditions here at the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Some other names that are out early for the day through two holes. Adam Scott is even. Bryson DeChambeau is plus one. The amateur from Pittsburgh, Matt Vogt, had a couple of pars early. He is plus one through four holes. He hit the first shot of the day and, in fact, just had a double bogey at five, now at plus three. Defending champion of the U.S. Open, at least at Oakmont, is Dustin Johnson.
Seems like it's tougher this time around, but that's just maybe with a little bit of added length. You know, it's going to make it a little more difficult. But, yeah, somehow I figured out a way to get it under par.
He hasn't played well at all this year, but says golf, you could turn it any time. He tees at 114 this afternoon. Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka at 103. Scottie Scheffler at 125. With updates from the U.S. Open at Oakmont Country Club, Jeff Hathorn, News Radio KDKA.
Love it. Love it, Jeff. Thank you. And looking forward to the coverage throughout the weekend. Oakmont Bakery. And we'll be here again tomorrow morning, too. So will Marty. And we also have our brothers from The Fan coming. And throughout the weekend, we will keep you posted. I appreciate that we have these updates, too, with Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey Sports Director. So in Oakmont Bakery, we had a huge rush this morning. And before the doors opened, they were lined up outside. They actually opened early. Now there's a little lull, but still bumper-to-bumper traffic coming across the Halton Bridge. And I'm here with our engineer, Tom Catanzarit, and we have Reese Haisley, who is our promotional team member here and going to Grove City College. And I want you to meet Lee Trebosic, a mesmerizing force in the world of entertainment, a maestro of magic, comedy, and daring stunts, who is from right here in the Berg.
Thanks, Larry.
This is him. Now, keep an eye on him because he's shifty. And Lee, you perform. Now, you know that the Oaks Theater is.
Oh, yeah. I've been
Oakmont
there many
Bakery
times.
Bakery connected.
Yep. And, it's a good time.
You know, we talked about that earlier, especially in your world, because sometimes the more intimate, the more challenging for magicians, but you do it.
I love the intimacy, the close-up
close,
stuff.
Yes.
I love the big stages and the big performances, but the close-up stuff is my bread and butter.
Let me ask, have you ever heard of Houdini?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
I'm impressed because, you know, a lot of he hasn't been around for a while.
Oh, no, he's been dead for almost 99 years. So.
Wow.
He is considered to be one of the greatest magicians of all time.
I'd say he's the greatest, yeah.
And you ended up on television doing shows with family members.
With his family, yeah. Houdini's Last Secrets. Shortly after I performed Houdini 100 in Pittsburgh in 2016 when I replicated his image in downtown Pittsburgh, I was called by the Discovery Channel, and before I knew it, a little over a year later, I was under contract developing and then shortly after that filming a series.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Called Houdini's Last Secrets with the network around the world, and my co-star was a gentleman by the name of George Hardeen, and he is the great-grandnephew of Harry Houdini.
And I'm sure that image is very precious to them, so for them to invite you to do what you did is quite an honor.
Oh, man, it was incredible. Yeah, to become part of the Houdini lineage and being in the family now, it's just it's a dream come true in my world.
And you know the Sorreo family, and nice for you to come in, and it's kind of a special weekend. Those guys are going crazy back there.
I know, I see that, yeah. It is a lot of golfers coming through here. I've gotten a chance to perform at Oakmont over the years, and I've stuck a few of the cards to the ceiling in the players' locker room that you might have. They've actually, it's funny, I've been seeing on some social media, people are filming in there and putting them on social media, and I'm going, oh my God, that's my card. I put that one there, and I did that one, and yeah.
You're the guy.
I was the guy. Well, I wasn't the original guy, though. The original guy that was doing it at Oakmont back in the day was a really, really amazing magician by the name of Del Rey, who was from Pittsburgh. And he hung out at – he performed at a lot of country clubs. That was his thing. And then over the years, I kind of have gotten brought into that fold, and I wound up at Oakmont a few times doing it.
You, among your other death-defying, you know, like the straight jacket hanging over – downtown Pittsburgh, right?
Yep.
Your cards are your thing.
Cards are my thing, yeah. Sleight of hand is my I love sleight of hand. That's what I got into so early on with a pack of cards. So I've developed an entire show around a deck of cards called 52 Up Close that I do at Hotel Monaco. And the success of Liberty or the success of Houdini 100 and Houdini's Last Secrets and my shows in Pittsburgh, it then gave me the opportunity to partner with the Cultural Trust to create Liberty Magic Theater, which is a one-of-a-kind magic theater unlike anything else in the world that we have right here in Pittsburgh.
It's a intimate setting.
Yes.
I love the venue.
Yeah, 66 seats. It's really you really do feel like you're part of the show. You know, you're not like too far away. You really can see everything nice and close. And so I get to perform stage magic there, as well as close up, comedy, sleight of hand, illusion, mentalism, which I'm going to do with you, Reese, here in a minute.
Reese, you're going to get mentalism.
A little mentalism.
Maybe you should do that with Tom. but meanwhile, we're with Lee Terbosik, our magician at Oakmont Bakery. He's going to perform some death-defying acts here in just a minute, or mentalism.
Do a little mentalism, yeah.
Really cool stuff. Coming up on the Big K Morning Show, it's 8:37. This is the Big K Morning Show, live today and tomorrow from Oakmont Bakery, just down Halton Road from Oakmont Country Club. The 125th U.S. Open is underway and officially teed off. Seneca Valley grad Matt Boat at 6:45 is already six holes in. Bumper-to-bumper traffic coming across the Halton Bridge. And in Oakmont Bakery, we're with magician Lee Terbosik.
Hey.
You're familiar with this. This is a big deal for the region.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I went to it as a kid many times when it was here.
Yeah, where'd you grow up?
Baldwin, Lincoln Place. I was a Lincoln Place city kid, and then I went to Baldwin High School.
Gotcha. So we have one of our promotional team members here. Is Reese Hazley. So, Reese, you're going to be mystified, or would you say mental
magic here? We're going to do it with Reese here, and I'll do it with you too, Larry.
All right.
Here, Reese, here's what I want you to do. Take the die.
Okay.
I want you to. So I just have a dice.
And we have an audience here building at the bakery.
All I want you to do, you're going to take the die, you're going to shake it up, okay?
Okay.
Shake it up, and then you're going to drop it on the table, and then I just want you to peek at whatever the top number is, okay? Just peek at it, but don't let me see it.
All right.
And keep your hands over top of it.
Okay,
okay?
I
so
can
right
do
on,
that.
Right on the table, so
all right.
Toss it onto the table. I won't watch, and then peek it, look at your number, and then keep your hand on it. Do you see that top number?
Mm-hmm.
Think of that number in your mind right now, right? So send it to me in your mind. Right now, you're sending me a 3 is what I'm picking up. Am I picking up a 3?
Yep.
Am I correct? So I was right?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it again, just so you don't think I'm guessing.
Okay.
I'm not guessing. Do it again. Yeah, shake it up. Shake it up. Throw it onto the table. Throw it onto the table. Peek at that number. Peek at that number. Do you have that number in your mind right now? Are you happy with it?
Yeah.
You do like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me look at you right now. Ooh, okay. You're beaming a, I believe you're beaming a... 6? You're beaming a 6 into my mind.
It's a six.
Okay, let's try it with you, Larry. Let's try it with you. Take the die. Same thing. Shake it up. Put it onto the table. Don't let me see it.
Okay.
Keep your hand over it, but look at that top number. Did you
see
that number? You got it. Do you like that number?
I love it.
You do like it. Okay. Let me look at you. See, okay, this is weird. This doesn't happen often, but you are thinking of a 6 too.
Yes.
You're thinking of a 6? Yeah?
Yeah.
And we'll try. Can I try with you even?
Here we
just so you don't
here.
Think I'm guessing.
All right.
So shake it up. And then don't let me see it, but toss it onto the table. Keep your hand on it. But peek at that top number. Do you have that number? You got it in your mind? So this is just a random person walking by. Random? Okay. You're thinking, are you thinking of a 5 though? Are you
yeah.
thinking of a, it was a 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
How do you do that?
I know.
Look at the people looking like, what's going on over there?
Want to hit the rivers right now and give me a look?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's good.
How do you do
They're
that?
They're very aware of me. Yeah, they're very aware of me when money's involved here. Here, I'll just do one last thing for you here with a few bills. A few bills. I have $5. Then obviously, magic on the radio is a tough thing to do, but because it's such a visual art form, that's why I always do some mind reading stuff. But watch the $5. The $5, do a little squeeze like this. It'll change into $100 bills. And now
if you could do that at home.
I print these in my basement, Larry. I print these in my basement. Just don't tell anybody.
I'm sitting right here. Reese, you're sitting right next to Lee. That's it. Notice how he's putting the hundreds back in his wallet right away.
Back into the wallet. But
you got one more Reese?
Reese, put your hands like this. I'll rearrange you like that.
All right.
Reese, are you a righty or a lefty?
A righty.
You're a righty. Now, that's a piece of information you just told me that I now plan to weaponize. So remember, you told me you're a righty.
Okay.
Make fists. Very good. Shake one of your fists. Shake one. This one, yeah, put it down. You can relax that one. Keep that one clenched right there and closed. On my hand, Larry, I'll come over here, I'll show you. I'm going to draw just a little X right there on my palm, and I want you to watch the X, Reese. This is really strange, but if I take that X that's on my palm and I go like this, you see, I can take that Sharpie X that's on my palm. I can just pluck it right off my hand. So gone from here. Yeah, I know, Larry, crazy. Now look, I'll bring it over to Reese's hand, and just like this, I can sneak it inside your hand. Open. See, it's right there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's absolutely incredible. Let's hear it for Lee Terbosek.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
Lee, what's your next big thing?
So I'm going to be at Liberty Magic this summer. I'll be there. Shows start July 10th through August 9th with my show In Plain Slight. Because everything I'm doing, mind reading, the anything I did with the money, all the card tricks I do, all the deception literally happens right in front of you. But we all put up these doors in front of our minds, in front of our eyes. So it enables you to not see how the methods are done. And I play on that throughout my show.
It's incredible.
So,
what do you think,
I'll
Reese?
I'll second that.
Yeah, so come out and see it. Grab some tickets to In Plain Slight at Liberty Magic.
Well, good to see you here at Oakmont Bakery.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go make some of these donuts disappear. So,
all right. Lee Terbosek, magician extraordinaire, on the Big K Morning Show.
From the Goldberg Persky & White News Desk.
It's incredible. I mean, where we're sitting right now is not far from... like where I just sat in the caddy yard waiting for people on the range. Or we walked right up this path to the caddy shack, the porch right outside the clubhouse or outside the pro shop.
That is former Oakmont caddy and Seneca Valley grad Matt Vogt.
Yeah, what a story. And I know a lot of Pittsburghers certainly will be following Matt. Jeff Hathorne at the course already giving updates on his scores, a few over par, but a long, long way to go.
He was not only a great writer, he was a great performer and a magnificent producer of these songs. and he was everything.
That's Pittsburgh concert promoter Rich Engler on the music legacy of Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson.
Passed at the age of 82, and yesterday, Paul, I was impressed with the number of famous musicians, songwriters, celebrities alone who thought that Brian Wilson's music and his legacy will be that of a genius.
One little sidebar for you on that. Don Henley of the Eagles once showed up backstage with a copy of Pet Sounds to get Wilson's autograph.
That's gold.
Bucks fans at Wednesday's game saw a great player pass a new milestone.
Andrew McCutchen hit his sixth home run of the season in the fifth inning. It was his 241st of his Pirates career, putting him third on the all-time Pirates home run list.
And after the game, Andrew was greeted by none other than Roberto Clemente Jr., who was very happy, and you could see genuine joy in Andrew's face. And then the fan who dug the ball out of what was stuck under the bleachers, even scuffed it, which I think makes it even more valuable, got the ball back to Andrew, which I thought was so cool, Paul.
And his good luck had him thinking he should play 50-50.
Yes, and he has been, you know, I'm so glad they brought him back. There were questions, why are you bringing Andrew back? He wanted to be here, and I think the fans appreciated the fact that he wanted to be here, and he's performed. So hard to argue at this point. And by the way, Pirates won the series over the Marlins. Now they're going to be in Chicago for a weekend series. All right, thank you, Paul.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.